Well, there's one. We came to Australia in 1960 and to the Barossa Valley in 1962. And there were a lot of people, old people, who were still speaking German. And because they knew we had come from Germany, they wanted to talk German to me. And I was young, and these old people, they just all talked like my grandmother. And I said, oh, well, grandmother, old people talk like that. And much later, I learned that the Barossa people had come from Silesia, and my grandmother came from Silesia. And so the language and the intonation of the speech was exactly the same, even if these people were descendants of people coming out from Silesia. It still was a very similar language, which I find fascinating.
In 1962?
62, yeah. And I've got another story which is quite different, but similar time, probably more, well, any case, it must have been before 64, so 62, 63, that sort of time. I have to start saying that in Germany, a lending library is something what institute libraries were here. It's just fiction and very light reading fiction. And we walked into the New York Public Library and thought, oh, Tom Lang had told us we've got to go there and we've got to be a member. And so, so we walked in and there was this lovely lady sitting there and she signed us up and she said, whatever you want to read, you can read for free. And if we haven't got here, we can get you any book you'd like. And so Paul said, oh, well, what do you mean, any book? And Paul said, oh, what about Nietzsche? And she said, oh, well, I'll get you a book on Nietzsche. And 2 weeks later, we came in, and she said, here it is, the complete works of Nietzsche in German.
In German.
And we were absolutely stunned. But the old books, in my childhood, most books were the Gothic script. Mm. I still got some and I gave them to Harold to read and he said, oh, I can't read this. Harold's my son. And, but it's not that difficult. That you can get into easily.
Can I ask you, back in 62 when you arrived in the Barossa Valley, I suppose is that connection, the language connection, helped. How was your first impressions of the Barossa Valley?
Barossa Valley was easy. People were friendly. And they were accommodating. Adelaide was another story. We were several times told new Australians go home, but it never happened here. Or I can't say never, it happened much later. But that was now just about 15 years ago. So, but in the beginning, we had no problems.
No problems. No. And what about your first experience of vintage festivals? Do you have any recollections of those?
Well, I never took it as a German festival, especially the early ones were just big fun things. You know, vintage dinner, that was terrific. Dress up for it. and the floats. And I was young when I came from Germany, so I hadn't really had the experience. I could later on compare. I hadn't really seen a Kirmes parade in Germany before we came here. Later I did and I could compare. Mm-hmm. And but what we do here is much more involved than what they do over there.
You arrived in 1962.
In the Barossa, yes.
In the Barossa Valley. Mm-hmm. So in those decades that you've spent here in the Barossa, can you summarise what it's meant to you to live here in this part of the world?
As I said before, people are friendly. We made lots of friends fairly early, like your family. And so we felt we belonged. We went to Germany and to America to work, and we always, when we came back, we felt, yes, this is home. Lots of people in Germany asked me, when you're coming back home? And I said, I'm going home next week. And I said, oh, no, I didn't mean that. Or I said, I'm terribly homesick. And I said, homesick? But you're here. I said, no, home is Australian. You get homesick for the open spaces and the garden you can potter in if you want to, or even watering the garden. If you're stuck in an apartment, you just don't want to be there. And that's my story.